Hi, welcome to Live Life Set Free with your host, Charnel. So today I want to speak about seeking the truth. If you're a truth seeker, you should definitely stick around for this episode, my very first episode. My journey began about 5 years ago on my bedroom floor as I cried out to God in prayer. At this point in my life, everything was falling apart. I didn't have a job and I was being betrayed left and right by so many people that I thought loved me and people that I loved. You know, I knew that something was, you know, clearly wrong. Something had shifted. I went from being so optimistic about people, about my future, to not having a single clue of what to do with myself or who I could trust. My family, my friends, and my circumstances had finally drained me and exhausted me to the point of no return. And as someone who always saw my cup as like half full, I felt like I was running on empty. Just in every area of my life, I was literally running on empty and trying to find my way back to seeing my cup half full. The only thing that I was sure of at that time was that something was wrong. Something in my life just wasn't right. I needed God to intervene and tell me the truth about everything. I needed the truth about my life, my family, friends, about the world, about everyone that was around me, and even the truth about Him. Yes, I needed the truth about God too. Like, I just began questioning God in the most respectful manner, of course. But I questioned God because I was fed up. I was fed up with the wolves in sheep's clothing. There were so many wolves hiding in the streets, hiding in the churches. Like, I needed God to expose everything, expose every smiling face that was hiding behind a cold-blooded heart. I needed everything to be out in the open. I needed the truth to set me free. Because my eyes were telling me one thing, but my spirit was saying something else. My spirit was telling me something different. You know, I would see someone smiling in my face the whole time. I can discern spiritually that they're truly not for me. And it was confusing me. I was sick and tired of the lies, the manipulation, and all of the confusion that I was experiencing. And at this point, all I had left was my faith in God. That was it. I believed that only God could reveal the truth to me because He is the truth. But I didn't trust anyone else. I didn't want to hear the truth from anyone else. Not from religion, not from certain people. Unless God led me, specifically led me to those people. You know, I threw my hands up and I just didn't want anything to do with anyone, any religion, traditions, or anything else until God revealed the truth to me. He said the truth shall set me free. So that's where I went for the truth, to God. I wanted the truth and nothing but the truth. And I didn't care how ugly, how hurtful, or complicated it was. Now, after actually going through this journey, it's like, okay, girl, you set yourself up for that. Because it was a lot. It was a lot of pain. You know, things that I had to face, truth about even myself that I didn't know until it was brought to the forefront. And I just needed God to answer all of my questions. I didn't let up. I couldn't look back at all. I just had to keep moving forward. And I thank God for that. I thank God for revealing the truth to me over time instead of allowing it to hit me all in the face when I was asking and questioning God. You know, because if that would have happened, I'm pretty sure I would have lost my mind, like for real. I can't tell you how many times I prayed or how many books I've read over these past few years, but what I can say is that God was guiding me through it all. I just kind of surrendered and let God guide me all the way through. And just a heads up for truth seekers. And I'm sure if you're already on this journey, then you know. But what comes with truth is letting go. Letting go comes with truth. You let go of people, places, things, beliefs, traditions, etc. A lot of letting go comes with learning the truth. And I see why people say be careful what you wish for or what you pray for. I've learned that the truth not only can be hurtful, but it can also harden your heart. It can make you mad, bitter, ashamed, regretful. And I can admit at times I felt even more confused after learning the truth, like more confused, but you know, God worked it all the way out. But the growth, the relationship you gain with God, the discernment and the wisdom that you learn along the way, that's priceless. That is priceless, and it doesn't even compare to the negative emotions that you have to work through on this journey. And matter of fact, after learning all that truth, I had to relearn how to forgive. But I'll save that for another episode. I'll go deeper into that in the future. It took me 5 years to get to this point, and I have so much more truth to learn, of course. We all do. But I can say with my whole heart that the truth has truly, truly set me free. I am free from the rat race of life, from fake friends and jealous family, religious traditions, narcissistic people, generational curses. Like, the list goes on and on. And I just thank God for the freedom. I thank God that I have been set free. The truth has set me free. Life is so much better on this side, on the side of truth. So if there's ever anything in your life that you're battling with or questioning and you just want to know the truth, like you have to know the truth, deep down in your heart, you want to know what's behind the mask, what's behind the veil, what's the secret agenda that's truly going on. Like, I encourage you to seek God for that truth. And I can only speak for myself regarding how I feel about seeking truth from other people, because I believe that people can tell you just about anything, and not saying that people, like, everyone's a liar. I know that there are also people who seek the truth and know truth. They have knowledge as well. But anything anyone tells me, I take it back to God in prayer. And, you know, just for God to speak it personally to me. But yeah, I would say always seek God for the truth, first and foremost. And anything anyone tells you, you always take that back to God. God is the one who guides me toward truth, and I believe that he can do the same for you. And before I go, I just want to leave you with one last thing. Following God is not a religion. It's a lifestyle. So be prepared, and see you next time.